ジャパニーズポット101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはマンバ、こんにちはニューヨーク。
Newbie Lesson Season 3, Lesson 3, 日本語道場 The Key to Getting It for Free in Japan.
Naomi です。
Rebecca here.
こんにちは、Rebecca さん。元気ですか？
元気ですよ。Naomi 先生は？
私も元気です。
よかったですね。
Rebecca さん、今日のグラマーポイントは？
Today we're going to look at making excuses and inviting someone.
がありますとがいます。
Okay, so who are the people in today's conversation?
今日の会話は、キム・ミヨンさんと西本周さんです。Today's conversation is between Kim Myeon and Shu.
And where are they? どこですか？
会社です。They are in the office.
So we'll be hearing polite Japanese.
はい、そうです。
They're talking about a concert. Please listen and try and figure out whose concert it is and when the concert is on.
じゃあ、お疲れ様です。
ミヨンちゃん、来週、ビヨンセのコンサートがあります。来週の金曜日の夜、暇ですか？
はい。でも、お金がありません。
お金？大丈夫です。無料のチケットがあります。
でも、そうそう、用事があります。
用事ですか？時間がありませんか？ミヨンさん、彼氏いますか？
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
じゃあ、お疲れ様です。
ミヨンちゃん、来週、ビヨンセのコンサートがあります。来週の金曜日の夜、暇ですか？
はい。でも、お金がありません。
お金？大丈夫です。無料のチケットがあります。
でも、そうそう、用事があります。
用事ですか？時間がありませんか？ミヨンさん。彼氏いますか？
今度は英語が入ります。
じゃあ、お疲れ様です。
Well, good night.
ミヨンちゃん、来週、ビヨンセのコンサートがあります。来週の金曜日の夜、暇ですか？
ミヨンちゃん、next week there's a Beyonce concert. Friday night next week, are you free?
はい。でも、お金がありません。
Yes, but I don't have any money.
お金？大丈夫です。無料のチケットがあります。
Money? Oh, don't worry about that. I have free tickets.
でも、そうそう、用事があります。
That's right. I have something to do.
用事ですか？時間がありませんか？ミヨンさん、彼氏いますか？
Something you have to do? You don't have time. Do you have a boyfriend?
So, Naomi-sensei?
はい。
コンサートはいつですか？ When is the concert?
来週の金曜日の夜です。Next Friday night.
誰のコンサートですか？ Whose concert is it?
ビヨンセのコンサートです。 ビヨンセはアメリカ人ですよね。
Beyoncé is American. Yes, that's right.
And I think in 日本語道場 lesson 21, lesson の21, Kim Myeon said, R&B を聞きます。So that's why Shu is mentioning Beyoncé のコンサート。
Because he knows she's already interested in R&B.
はい。
Naomi 先生、どんな音楽を聞きますか？
私はポップをよく聞きます。レベッカさんは？
I listen to... yeah, what do I listen to? 何ですかね。I listen to many types of music.
ああ、なるほどね。R&B も聞きますか？
R&B は聞きませんね。But I never listen to R&B.
オーストラリアの音楽を聞きますか？
そうですね。まあ、例えば、Nick Cave?
Nick Cave.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds?
Mm.
I think actually Nick Cave is American. I think Nick Cave is Americanjin. But、if there are any Nick Cave fans out there,Let me know,、is he Australian or is he American?
ああ、教えてください。ニック・ケーブのファンの人たち、お願いします。
Okay, so let's get into today's vocabulary.
お疲れ様。
Thank you. That's enough for today. It's a workplace greeting.
お、つ、か、れ、さ、ま。お疲れ様。
Starting low, rising on the second syllable, つ、staying high.
お疲れ様。
Next,
Beyoncé.
Beyoncé.
I'm not sure about the pronunciation though, because it's not on the dictionary.
Okay, so we think, starting low, rising on the second syllable, yo, falling on the second to last syllable, n, and staying low.
Beyoncé.
Next,
concerto.
Concert.
Concerto. Concerto.
Starting high, falling on the second syllable,N, staying low.
コンサート.
Next.
あります.
To be, to exist, to have, to be located, must form.
あります.
Starting low, rising on the second syllable, り, falling on the last syllable, す.
あります.
Next.
お金.
Money.
お、か、ね. お金.
Starting low, rising on the second syllable,Staying high.
お金
Next.
無料
Free. No charge.
無料 無料
Starting low, rising on the second syllable. り Staying high.
無料
Next.
チケット
Ticket.
チケットチケット
Starting high, falling on the second syllable. け Staying low.
チケット
There's another pronunciation.
チケット
Starting low, rising on the second syllable, け Falling on the last syllable, と
チケット
Next,
用事
Tasks, things to do.
よ、う、じ用事
Starting low, rising on the second syllable, う Staying high.
用事
Next,
時間
Time.
時か、ん、時間。
Starting low, rising on the second syllable, か、staying high.
時間。
Next,
彼氏。
Boyfriend.
彼氏。彼氏。
Starting high, falling on the second syllable, で、staying low.
彼氏。
There is another pronunciation.
彼氏。
Starting low, rising on the second syllable, で、Staying high.
彼氏
Next.
います
To be. Used of animate objects. To exist. Must form.
います。います。
Starting low, rising on the second syllable, ま, and falling on the last syllable, す.
います。
Let's have a look at the use of some of the words from today's lesson. The first word we're going to look at is
彼氏。Or, 彼氏
meaning boyfriend. Naomi sensei, what's the word for girlfriend?
彼女
彼女
Or, 彼女
彼女
そうですね
Okay, so, can you give us a sample sentence?
彼氏と映画へ行きます
I'm going to a movie with my boyfriend.
Or, 彼氏と映画へ行きます
I'm going to a movie with my boyfriend.
はい If you want to say, I'm going to a movie with my girlfriend,
彼女と映画へ行きます。彼女と映画へ行きます。
I'm going to a movie with my girlfriend. Next, we're going to look at another item from the conversation. It's something very important. If you ever come to Japan, especially if you ever get a job in Japan, it's a phrase you're going to hear quite a lot.
お疲れ様です。
お疲れ様です。
そうですね。使いますね。We use it very often.
The literal meaning is, you must be tired. This phrase is used to show your appreciation for someone's hard work or their effort or the trouble that they've gone to. In the office, people use this phrase when they're going home.
Or instead of just saying hi.
Oh, right. So can you use it when you come in the morning?
If someone is already working.
Oh, I see.
お疲れ様です。
I see. Yeah, okay.
Between friends, you can drop desu and お疲れ様。
お疲れ様。Yeah, it's one of those words that we just don't have in English.
Ah, そうですよね。So you can't translate into English?
No, I guess you just say hi or bye. See you tomorrow. Yeah, okay. Bye or see you tomorrow or something like that. It depends on the situation.
Okay. And some guys say お疲れ。
Ah, it's like a man's word.
Yeah.
Right.
It's okay for girls to use it, but sounds a bit rough.
Bit butch.
Butch, yeah.
Butch, yeah. Yeah, we come across that, don't we? Women's language and men's language in Japanese.
そうね。
We'll probably do a bit more on that in future, but for today, just remember, お疲れ様 or お疲れ。
お疲れ。
お疲れ。はい。
Have you met Yuki, the engineer?
I don't know. I might have done.
Ah, okay. So he often says otsu instead of お疲れ。
Oh, I see. I'll remember that.
Otsu. Sounds a bit weird to me, but some people use it.
We better not get off track, but I've heard people say os for ohayou gozaimasu.
Ah.
Boys at my school sometimes say that.
Os is a, I think that's karate term. I'm not sure.
Oh.
Osu.
Os.
Os
as a
is
greeting?
Like greeting between men.
I always assumed they were abbreviating ohayou gozaimasu. Os.
I think
maybe it's it's karate.
So for people doing karate, os could be anything. Os could be yes or no or I'm listening.
I see.
Hi, bye, os.
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 なるほど. Let's have a more thorough look at the grammar used in this lesson. What's today's target sentence?
来週コンサートがあります。
There's a concert next week.
There's another sentence. 彼氏がいます。
I have a boyfriend.
Today's grammar point is あります and います。
Both of them are verbs expressing to be or to exist, to be located or to have. So an important thing to remember about the difference between あります and います is that it's a difference between animate and inanimate things. あります is used of inanimate things, things that don't move. And います is used of things that do move.
So, demo, how about tree?
Yeah, so a tree or a plant is what, Naomi-sensei?
Arimasu.
Arimasu. And a person is?
Imasu.
And a building is?
Arimasu.
I see. Okay.
So, desu ne, robot.
A robot. Arimasu?
Imasu.
Imasu.
Tabun. Depends on if the switch is on, imasu.
Ah.
And if the switch is off, arimasu.
面白いですね。So let's look at some example sentences using あります。
お金があります。
I have money.
Or there's some money. Like on a chair, on a desk. Here, there.
The money is existing.
はい。
Well, yeah, literally. Can you give us another one?
時間があります。
I have time. The negative form of あります is ありません。
そうですね。お金がありません。
I haven't got any money.
I have no money.っていう感じかな。
Yes.
時間がありません。
I have not time. I haven't got time. Let's look at います。
ファブリツィオがいます。
ファブリツィオ is.
そうですね。Existing.
It's kind of philosophical, really.
そうね。あ、じゃあ、how about ghost がいます。
There's a ghost?
そうですね。Ghost can move, right? So it'sAnimate.
It's animate, even though it's not really living, or maybe it is living. What about a dead body?
Dead body. Dead body があります. Because they usually can't move by itself.
Right. Okay. Yeah, of course. Of course.
But dead people? います.
Ah,
すごいトリッキーね.
Yeah. I see. Okay. Well, let's move on to slightly easier territory.
Hi.
What about 彼氏?
Ah, います。
彼氏がいます。
そうです。彼女がいます。
I have a girlfriend.
レベッカさんがいます。レベッカさん is existing in the studio.
I'm here. Yes.
そうですね。
The negative form of います is いません。
彼氏がいません。
I haven't got a boyfriend.
彼女がいません。
I haven't got a girlfriend.
ファブリッツィオがいません。
ファブリッツィオ is not
here.
Here, So instead of いません, we can use
ないです。ないです and いないです sounds very casual.
I see.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to be polite, you would use いません.
And ありません。
ありません。So you could say, if you're being casual, you could say 彼氏がいないです。
そうですね。お金がないです。
I have no money.
お金をください。
Give us money. Well, thank you for listening.
ありがとうございます。
Don't forget to stop by JapanesePod 101 and check out the PDFs and the Learning Center. Naomi 先生、お疲れ様です。
お疲れ様です。
じゃあ、お疲れ様です。
ミヨンちゃん、来週、ビヨンセのコンサートがあります。来週の金曜日の夜、暇ですか?
はい。でも、お金がありません。
お金?大丈夫です。無料のチケットがあります。
あ、でも、そうそう、用事があります。
用事ですか?時間がありませんか?ミヨンさん、彼氏いますか?